I had to be willing to sacrifice the opinion and the expectations of other people. I had to sacrifice the logical, easier way to do something and bet on myself and be like, but I know for myself that this micro environment is best out of all of these options that I'm looking at. And I am willing to sacrifice the ease of being in the right place to study my problem in order to know that I am personally as well supported as I possibly could be to be successful.
Hello, hello. You are listening to Your Unapologetic Career. Being a woman of color faculty in academic medicine who wants to make a real difference with your career can be tough. Listen, these systems are not built for us, but that doesn't mean we can't make them work for us. In each episode, I'll be taking a deep dive into one core growth strategy so you can gain confidence and effectiveness in pursuing the dream career you worked so hard to achieve. All you have to do is tune in to Your Unapologetic Career with me, your host, Kemi Dole, physician, surgeon, researcher, coach, and career strategist, for an always authentic, sometimes a little raw, but unapologetically empowering word. I keep it real for you because I want you to win. So the truth is, I get messages all the time from people who are like, whoa, 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 this is too good. I definitely want to do more. How can I work with you? Like, where is the front door? And so if that's you and you're a woman of color faculty in academic medicine or public health, just keep listening. The question is, are you building the academic career you want or hard at work checking boxes on everyone else's to-do list? A successful career doing the work that you love doesn't mean you have to sacrifice your values, your family, or your joy. Stop trying to be everything to everybody and get to learning the strategies that will 3x your productivity, hone your passions into grant-funded projects, and create the career you worked so hard to achieve. If you have been to every career development or professional development workshop that sounded great, but didn't actually deal with the kind of institutional pressures you face. If you are working hard, but somehow stuck in inefficiency, putting everyone else's priorities first. If you spent years training and sacrificing to become academic faculty, and here you are, still working when you don't want to be on the projects you care most about, I'm here to tell you that you can walk away from this institutional mindset forever and take control of your career with clarity and strategy. Every day, I help women of color faculty in academic medicine and public health, like you, reframe and recreate their academic life so that they can channel their ideas, passions, and skills into grant-funded work with institutional support. And that is why this episode is brought to you by Get That Grant, our 6-month comprehensive high-performance coaching program for high-achieving women of color faculty in academic medicine and public health who are ready to reclaim career control and secure grant funding doing the work they love. In Get That Grant, we help you kick imposter syndrome to the curb for good so you lead your career with clarity and confidence. We help you learn productivity and strategy skills for grants and papers to maximize your chances of success without wasting your time, abandoning your passion, or working yourself into the ground. We help you build the foundation for an amazing and fulfilling academic career, changing your life and the lives of everyone your work will touch. Yes, this future is possible for you, and it's waiting on you to take the first step. If you are ready for career success without sacrifice, without suffering, then I encourage you to join our waitlist at kemidole.com/grant. After you join the waitlist, you will be notified when the next Get That Grant cohort will be enrolling. Your application process will include an in-depth career foundations assessment, helping you identify the gaps in your foundation that are holding you back from enjoying the career you worked so hard to achieve. No more secret worrying that the career you really want isn't really possible. This career assessment will show you exactly where you need to focus to level up your experience and your impact. Join the waitlist today to get in line. Visit kemidole.com/grant to sign up. See you soon.
Hey, y'all. So today I'm going to be talking about sacrificing in order to grow. My name is Kemi. I'm a coach and career strategist for women of color faculty in academic medicine and public health. And I get asked this question all the time, which is basically like, how did you get here? Like, how are you doing what you are doing? This is incredible. Teach me your ways. Like, show me how this happened. And it's really interesting because there's like the version of like, I did this, and then I did this, and then I did this, and then I did this. And like, that's actually not what I think people are asking. I think what people are really asking is, how do you continue to take steps further and further outside a traditional pathway while still being able to experience success and belonging and excitement and like all of the kinds of things that we want to create in our careers? So I thought about like, there's several ways to answer this question, but I actually want to get all the way to what I feel like is the root. Like, this is like the root. This is like the constant that goes with every single step that like, I just want to offer. Sometimes I think we either forget about sacrifice as an ingredient, or honestly, we don't want the sacrifice part of the ingredient to grow. We want everything else, but we don't want the sacrifice part. And I get it, and I understand, especially women of color faculty in academic medicine and public health, I understand that what we want to feel like is that our time, our period of sacrifice is over. We're like, girl, we already did the training. I already missed, you know, half of the family events for 8 years of my life. I already did all that. I'm not interested in sacrifice anymore. I feel like I should have arrived. I want to have arrived. And we don't want to really deal with the concept of having to sacrifice to grow. And of course, sadly, I have to share with you that you're right that you have arrived at what you sacrificed to get to. That is very, very true. The problem is where you have arrived to does not necessarily match the destination that you imagined in your mind. So you might have arrived environmentally to the place that you wanted to get to. I'm at the institution, I have the position, I have the job, the grants are funded or they're under review or whatever. But it doesn't actually look or feel the way that you want it to. You're not actually experiencing a feeling of satisfaction and contentment the way that you want it to. And the reason why that is that I'm so sorry to inform you that the sacrifice up until this point has been a sacrifice to create the experience that you are in right now, which is the default position, the default job. If you want more than that, if you want this job with satisfaction, if you want this job with balance, if you want this job with a deep sense of purpose and impact, then there is more growing to do. And so I want to actually take this time to do like a little story time. Y'all want a little story time? What I want to do is talk about my own journey. So, you know, turn the headphone volumes up or put the headphones in because you're going to get some tea. And the multiple points along the way where I had to sacrifice, okay? And not just sacrifice, I'll talk about the other things, but sacrifice was a part of it in order to move towards my purpose, my true north, in order to follow my intuition, in order to go where I wanted to go, where I had to do that. And so what I'm going to do is tell you a few things up front. One is that sacrifice is a part of it, but it's not everything. There are actually three components to being able to move forward to me in my experience. One of them is investment. Another one is sacrifice. And then a third one is the gain and the return and the lessons that you get on the other side. And so I posted something a little bit ago that got like a lot of like y'all, it just resonated with people, I think. And it was a picture from our most recent inner leader retreat in Costa Rica, which was so good, y'all. It was so good. We just got the full gallery of photos and like, oh, they're so beautiful. But I posted like an early preview photo we got like of the group. And then underneath it, like the post was like all of these quotes, like all of these things I had heard along the way that basically were like thoughts from other people, advice from other people, advising me not to make the next step, like not to take the next step. And I will acknowledge these are not just external voices. Like you hear something externally long enough, you start to believe it. It starts to become an internal voice of like, am I really going to do this? Does this really make sense? And I just thought about like all of these moments along the way that if I had listened, if I had been like, ooh, let me not do this, I would never get to a point where I could have taken that picture with 10 women of color faculty from around the country in a beautiful location in Costa Rica doing a week-long incredible leadership growth retreat. And so what I decided to do today is like, I'm actually going to walk through each one of those quotes, like each one of those moments, and talk a little bit about what the investment, what the sacrifice, and what the gain and lessons were on the other side of each of these steps. So we can start to see what this looks like, because you're going to notice a pattern and it looks the same every time. Okay, so the first one was OBGYN. Ooh, are you sure? They're not very good surgeons. So, you know, I'm in medical school and I'm like killing the game, to be honest. Okay, I was like, woo, the kind of student I was. Go back and listen to some podcasts and newsletters. I was killing the game. And I remember realizing I wanted to do OBGYN, and there was so much negativity around choosing this specialty. Basically, the reaction I got was like, why would you waste how smart, talented, amazing you are on that field? Now, that all comes from misogyny and bullshit. So just to be clear, like there's nothing wrong with OBGYN, but it doesn't change the fact that it really was not seen as like the most prestigious, the hardest, the most challenging, whatever kind of like field you could choose. So choosing it anyway, from the investment level, felt pretty like straightforward. Like, okay, I'm investing my 4 years of my life. Like that's what I'm investing. But the thing was, like, when I think about it from a sacrifice standpoint, I was actually sacrificing a degree of like professional respect and admiration that felt really important at the time. Like when you're with all your other students or all the top kids in the class and all this stuff, and like there are certain specific specialties and subspecialties that the cream of the crop are going into, and you are not. What is happening right there is a sacrifice of belonging to that group, a sacrifice of that appearance of, you know, being at the top of the top, that professional respect. And the other thing about this choice is that I didn't choose an Ivy League. I didn't put an Ivy League at the top. And like some of these programs that people are like, why aren't you going here? The program I went to ultimately now is an amazing program. It is. But when I went, it was more of a regional, like it was known regionally, not necessarily like powerhouse nationally. So again, another choice to go away from what externally everybody is saying, this is obviously what you should do, to internally, but this makes sense for me for XYZ reasons. That was a sacrifice. Moving away from what's externally, this is what you should do, obviously, to, but this is what I feel inside makes the most sense for me. And of course, my gain on the other side was like loving my clinical training. I loved my clinical training. Was it perfect? No. Were there problems? Of course. But like, I genuinely liked what I did day in and day out. I genuinely like wanted to learn more and more, was hungry, was excited, and genuinely enjoyed the environment I was in, even though it was not perfect. That was such an important lesson for me in terms of what is required. And I grew the way I wanted to grow. I got great surgical training, etc. Next step. I decided I wanted to do GYN oncology, and people were like, more training? Like, the hours are even crazier than what you've already done. You don't ever want to see your family. There are so many examples of unhappy female GYN oncologists. Like, are you sure this is what you want to do? All of that stuff. All the stuff continues. It's a very intense surgical subspecialty. But on top of that, I also decided I wanted to do research. I also decided, okay, one-on-one clinical care is not going to be enough for me. I really want to have like a meaningful research career. Okay, so you know what that required after getting to my fellowship program and matching and all of that and realizing, oh, I was going to have to create this pathway. This pathway was not just lined up for me. I had to invest my time and energy in applying for funding so I could pay for my tuition for my grad program. That wasn't a program that just laid out. That wasn't like fill in your name here and you get to come. I had to invest the time and energy. You know what that required? Going and asking people and learning how to do something I didn't know how to do, write grants, be willing to be the person who knew the least in the room in order to gain the information I needed to be able to have my applications look very good. Applying to postdoc positions, even though I knew very little about research, so I could put myself in the same training programs as people with PhDs and catch the fuck up as quickly as possible. So there was an investment in the time and the years, and there was a sacrifice of my ego, a sacrifice of like, let me not pretend because I have an MD, I know everything. Let me get in the room and learn from people who know more than me. Let me go off path. I added a whole year to my training. That was another investment of time and energy, another sacrifice of, ooh, I could be done now, but I don't want to be done because I understand what I'm trying to gain here. And it's really important at this moment. So what did I gain? In addition to a clinical specialty I loved, I didn't know this going in. This is what's important. It's not like I went in going, this is what I want to study, Black women, endometrial cancer. I'm going to develop this whole national program. No, I just knew I wanted to use research to help people have better quality of cancer care. And because I was obedient to that knowledge, because I followed the intuition that I knew was important to me, I found the area that resonated with me completely, which was Black women with endometrial cancer and lowering the mortality and improving quality of life in that area. I hope you heard the same thing, having to follow what I know that I want, having to go off a different path and realizing that path requires investment. It required investment of my time. It required investment of my energy, and it required sacrificing my ego. It required sacrificing and being willing to put myself in a room where I knew the least from everybody instead of what I was used to, which was being the girl on top, and putting myself in that room to learn and gain the skills that I needed to gain. Next step, I finish. And I'm on the job market, and people are like, you're seriously considering going to Seattle? Like, aren't you a disparities researcher? Aren't you focused on Black women's health? Have you looked at the population statistics? Like, you can't study that there? Are you insane? I mean, literally, I had really good mentors who were like, Kemi, this just isn't logical. It's just not logical. Why would you make it so much harder for yourself? So in addition to the investment, which is that it costs a lot of money to move across the country, I went from North Carolina to Seattle. I went to a place with a higher cost of living and not a higher salary. Could I just say that? Okay. So when we talk about financial investment, like higher cost of living, not higher salary, I sacrificed the relative convenience of having a large Black population where I lived, considering that I wanted to do research on Black women. I sacrificed the relative convenience of that. I'm an early career researcher trying to get a research program off the ground, and I have moved to a place where there are not nearly as many of my target population as other places, where I'm not going to have the ease of just recruiting from my clinic, where I'm going to, from the very beginning, have a greater challenge of having to recruit nationally and build a national research program from jump if I'm going to have to be able to say anything, because I don't have the convenience of living in an area where there is a lot of Black folks. That's called investment and sacrifice, y'all. You want to talk about that. So do you see how, like, you can have to sacrifice what you think is required for your success in order to follow what you know is right for you. And for me, with this step, moving to Seattle, what I understood is that even though there were these drawbacks, it was the perfect micro environment for my work. It was the perfect place where my work would be respected, where I would have the time and the space and the resources in order to give it my best shot. And once again, I had to be willing to sacrifice the opinion and the expectations of other people. I had to sacrifice the logical, easier way to do something and bet on myself and be like, but I know for myself that this micro environment is best out of all of these options that I'm looking at. And I am willing to sacrifice the ease of being in the right place to study my problem in order to know that I am personally as well supported as I possibly could be to be successful. You know, what I gained from that move was that environment allowed me to flourish. It allowed me to write papers. It allowed me to develop ideas and grind with them and figure it out. It allowed me to take my shot the way that I needed to do. And I was willing to go through a more challenging pathway in order to do so. Okay, next step. This is where it gets spicy. Y'all ready for the spicy? This is where it's like, okay, all of this stuff has been pretty, let's be honest. So far, it's been pretty like, I mean, okay. You know what I mean? Like the steps in training, where are you going to train? Where are you going to take your first job? Like all of that stuff. Then it's like a veer way off course. Coaching. Wait, what? What's happening here with coaching? Like, what do people think? Isn't that kind of weird? Wait, you're going to help people get grants, but like you only on your third year on faculty. Like, how is that working? So let's talk about it, y'all. Investment, sacrifice, and the gains and the lessons on the other side. I knew, I was like, okay, I know I can help people. I've talked about this many times before, so I'm not gonna go back through the whole story of like how I initiated coaching. I've done entire guest podcast episodes about the entire journey. But what I will tell you is that I wanna emphasize here, investment and sacrifice. I signed up for a public speaking course because I understood that I wanted to share specific things about career development. And I actually wasn't clear that I could do that well. I knew I could do a scientific talk well, but I wasn't sure about like public speaking skills. That was an investment of time and money. I'm a full-time attending. I got ORs, I'm operating, I'm in clinic, I'm writing papers, I'm writing grants, and also doing a public speaking course on the side, learning how to create a really signature set of ideas. That actually is what made me realize I don't have a talk, I have a curriculum to write, actually. So what did I do again? Invested again in the coaching program that helped me learn how to package and sell my services, called Services That Sell by the amazing Dresha Hawk, and another online course. So here I am. I know what I want to do. I have to be willing to invest my time and energy, and in this case, my resources to get there. And do you know what I had to sacrifice? My ego. That's what I had to sacrifice. You know what it's like to go from like, oh, I've been a good student. I know what to do. I know how to take the test. I know how to take care of patients. I know how to learn. I know how to train with surgery. I know how to operate. All of these things that are like, I know how to do this too. I'm going to put myself out there and try to sell services online, going live on social media. Do y'all understand what I had to sacrifice was my ego? I had to be willing to step out of the identity of I know everything, I know how to get things done, I know the system, whatever, to a completely new scenario where I could fail flat on my face in front of my colleagues. I could fail flat on my face in front of my colleagues, and yet I was still willing to try. That is what I'm calling sacrifice. That's called reputational sacrifice. That is like putting that on the line because it matters so much to you to make the next step. I moved over from that. And what did I gain? A new way to impact people. Something that really matters to me. I think no matter where you put me, no matter what time I was born, no matter what place I was born in, I would be somebody who's like, I really want to impact people's lives. Like, I understand that that is part of me. And the gain on the other side of being willing to step out and do something at the time that was pretty odd for the level I was at and for the people I was speaking with, starting a coaching business, allowed me to step in and open up an entire new way to impact people, which really is important to like my soul. It's really important to the makeup that I have. That's what I gained on the other side. When I think about the investment part, when I think about the sacrifice part, it's laughable compared to what I gained on the other side. But it was required. There was no pathway where I did not have to sacrifice my ego. There was no pathway where I did not have to invest in the knowledge that I did not have. There was no pathway where I did not have to invest time and energy that felt like I did not have in order to get where I wanted to go. Next step along the way, I'm doing all the things, okay? At one point, I literally had 5 jobs. I am not kidding, not kidding. I had my research work, I had my clinical work, I had a leadership position in the dean's office in the School of Medicine. I was president of a national nonprofit, and I ran a coaching company and did the majority of the coaching. 5 jobs, okay? Each one of which felt very critical, impossible to leave. What is everybody gonna say? What's gonna happen, et cetera, whatever. And I realized, I had a growing realization that like my time as an active surgeon was coming to an end. not because there was anything wrong with surgery, not because there was anything wrong with that, but because for me, I was full. I was good. I didn't need to do it anymore. I would be in, you know, I realized there were better, I wanted to use my time differently. I wanted to use my time differently. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Being a surgeon is a huge pride ship. It is annoying how much we like revere surgeons and whatever in medicine, all of this stuff. The investment that I had to make in myself here was being willing to invest in my future, being willing to be like, I am going to bet that as amazing as being one of the few gynecologic oncologists in the country is, as amazing as that is, I'm investing in a future where that is not my limit, where that is not the most impressive thing that I've ever done, where that is not the most impactful way. That's not the way I can have the biggest impact. I am investing in that future. That's what the investment looked like. The sacrifice, once again, my reputation, my ego, and a guaranteed path. Girl, you are a funded surgeon scientist. Do you know how rare that is? If you give up surgery, are you still gonna have the same competitive edge on your research grants? What are people gonna say? Blah, 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 blah. Same idea. Please tell me, if you are watching this live, please tell me that you can hear the consistent story here. Sacrificing the reputation, the ego, the guaranteed path, what other people have to say, other people's limitations, being willing to sacrifice your alignment with that because you understand that there is something else for you, that things could be better for you. It requires the sacrifice. It just does. What did I gain from retiring from active surgery? A whole lot more business success, a whole lot more better sleep and well-being, a whole lot more creativity. I was amazed at how much creativity opened up when I removed that energetic drain, which is what it was becoming because it was not an area that I could grow in. So if I'm not growing somewhere, I'm being drained. I'm a very like, I'm either positive or negative. I don't have a lot of neutral. So I could tell that I wasn't growing in that area. So it really increased my creativity everywhere else. And oh my gosh, it opened up energy for me to do legacy work in my clinical life. And I ended up helping to open an outreach clinic that I had felt very passionate about for a long time, but just really never had the energy and focus to be able to do. And to be able to do that and have that be the legacy for my clinical time was like so meaningful to me and so much more meaningful than like spending 10, 15 more years doing something I no longer wanted to do. Okay, next step. This one gets even a little bit more spicy. So, you know, I have my coaching business going. I've like made some of these professional shifts. Things are clicking and clacking well. And I'm getting like, people are finding out about me more and more. Like they're finding out about Get That Grant. They're finding out about Katie Coach. They're finding the newsletter or they're finding the podcast. And I start to get this kind of consistent, like, why are your programs only for women of color? And it's interesting because it's not just from the like, you know, white people should be able to be in all spaces. Like it's not just from that lens, although that existed. Don't get me wrong. That existed. But it's also from like even a business standpoint, like you would grow so much faster if you just let everybody in. Like, what do you do? This doesn't even make sense from what you're trying to do from the business standpoint. Okay. So what was that about? Like, why wouldn't I have just been like, okay, now, okay, yes, you're right. Like, this doesn't make any sense. What am I doing here? My choice, which is still very clear, very explicit, to not limit my free 99 content, because all y'all can hear this, all y'all can hear the podcast, all y'all can read the newsletter, but to limit the for-profit business, the programs that we run to women of color, I mean, that's a huge investment and a huge sacrifice in a way, if you look at it through a certain lens. One, slower growth. Like I had to invest in slower growth. I had to invest in like, there is enough for me within this group. I don't need to go outside of this group. And focusing on women of color is a value for me that's really critical to me. So I do not want to let that go because of some external measure of success of you could just be so much faster. You could grow so much rapid. You could be like dominating the space. Your content is so good. Your curriculum, like the quality of this. People are coming from other programs and come here and they're like, whoa, another level, right? but I had to invest in a slower growth trajectory, and I had to sacrifice to be, if we're going to keep it a buck, y'all want to keep it a buck, we're going to keep it 100%, sacrifice a lot of immediately way more revenue, like immediately, probably 4 or 5 times the financial success. That was a sacrifice of like, I'm not going to do that. I am going to stick with what really is important to me about this. I'm going to stick with my intuition, which is that I can create a place where I am 100% comfortable to coach and grow. And not only that, I can create here, we can create an unmatched professional development community for women of color. Unmatched. Like, period. Curated to a degree that it's like every single person who comes through is like the community. Like, I literally did not believe something like this existed. I've gone to this conference, I've done this thing, I've done this group, and I have never been in a space like this. I gave myself the gift of centering my perspective. So now I'm not trying to like go back and forth between what is very powerful, which is like a white dominant gaze versus my own perspective in my work and that of which people are receiving. Y'all, there's a sacrifice there. There's a sacrifice of an obvious, maybe easier, some people think, maybe clearly more lucrative, maybe et cetera, makes sense pathway to stick with intuitively what feels right, what I know I want to create. And you know what? A slower journey to create what we have now, which is what we have now is a one of one. That's what we got now. If I had gone the other path, it's like me and everybody else. No, we have a one of one. That required investment. That required sacrifice. Every single one of these steps. How do you get where you are? Like, you don't get to grow. You don't get to experience the thing that's like, oh my gosh, it feels impossible, but it would be great. It would be so amazing if I could do this research work that I love that's so amazing and take care of my patients, but get home every day when I want to get home, but work when I want to work and don't work when I'm not to. It would be so amazing, but I'm not willing to invest in this growth. I'm not willing to sacrifice my time for it. I just want it to happen. It does not work that way. You haven't gotten anywhere where you are right now without investment and sacrifice. So you're not going to get where you want to go without investment and sacrifice. This is part of the deal. And I feel like sometimes this is just like a less popular, honestly, like it's a less popular, like maybe topic or like point, you know, because I also like hashtag want the easeful life, you know, like I'm like also very into like, I'm trying to have an unhurried life. I'm not trying to like live in pain and suffering. And I want to be clear that that is not what I am talking about with you today. I'm not talking about pain and suffering for no reason. I'm not talking about, you know, challenge and like work hard just to work hard. No, in fact, I am literally talking about the opposite. I am actually saying that life here is not easy. I don't know about y'all, but life here is not easy. It's not easy being a human being on the third rock from the sun, okay? It is not. What I'm saying is if I'm going to be challenged, what I'm saying, if I'm going to have to invest, if I'm going to invest my time, my energy, my money, if I'm going to sacrifice, have to sacrifice something, which by definition hurts. If it doesn't hurt, it's not really a sacrifice. If I have to do that, then I am going to do it in service of my growth. I am going to do it for that. I'm not going to sacrifice, for example, my contentment with what I do day in and day out. I'm not going to sacrifice the feelings of hope and possibility for my future career in order to just keep working, to just settle for the norm, settle for the default. And the only thing I get on the other side is like, nobody ever looked at me crazy. Are you kidding me? No. If I am going to have to invest in this life, if I'm going to have to sacrifice in this life, I'm going to grow on behalf of myself. I am going to decide it's okay if everybody doesn't understand what I'm doing. It's okay if somebody would look from the outside and be like, that don't make no sense. It's okay if somebody else would say boldly, which just happens all the time. Somebody else would say boldly, wow, I could never do that. You know what? That is a good truth for you. It's good that you know that about yourself. That has nothing to do with what I am capable of doing. This is is what I want y'all to practice. When somebody hears about some move you're making, when somebody hears about something that you're deciding to embark on, a course you're signing up for, like whatever, when somebody hears that you're about to leave a position or give this up or go part-time or add this or whatever, when somebody hears you're about to start a whole business, but aren't you so busy, whatever, whatever it is, when somebody hears you doing something that they can't imagine themselves doing and they feel the need to tell you, I could never, that doesn't seem right, I don't know, all this stuff, all you have to do is simply affirm their truth for them. That's good that you know that about yourself. That doesn't have anything to do with me. Most of you who listen to me, most of you are researchers, creatives. Part of what you do, part of what you are interested in doing is creating things that do not exist right now. You are interested in creating futures that don't exist right now. You're interested in creating ideas and solutions to problems that don't exist right now. You are interested in creating new science and creating new knowledge that doesn't exist right now. You are interested in building things that do not exist right now. Why are you allowing people's limited imaginations to stop you from taking the steps required to build new things? The whole point is that it does not exist right now. The whole point is that the life that you are trying to live does not exist yet. That's the whole point. So the next time somebody says, wow, I wouldn't have made that decision. Wow, you're going to spend that much money? Wow, you're going to invest in this? Wow, you're going to take a Saturday and do coaching calls on a Saturday? Wow, I could never. All you need to do is tell them that is good that they know that about themselves, because that has nothing to do with you. What you are doing is you are going back to an age-old nothing new. I have said nothing new here. You are going back to an age-old truism, which is that if you want something that doesn't exist right now, if you want to grow, if you want to make something different in your life that you don't have right now, if you want to have a career that nourishes you, that doesn't just pull from you, if you want to be clear about what kind of leader you want to be, if you want to have an impact, if you want to be one of these rare unicorns that seems genuinely happy with their work, genuinely happy with their family, genuinely balanced in where their energy goes, then you understand that the recipe for that includes investment and sacrifice. And it's cool if other people don't. It's not a problem. It is okay. If y'all want to know the answer to the question, Kemi, how did you get to where? How do you do all this? How did you get to where you are? Da 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 da. Here's the answer. Investment and sacrifice, and then I learn and grow. That's it. Investment and sacrifice, and then I learn and grow. I am very clear now. Very clear. If I want something, when I get a new desire in my heart, and I'm really clear, wow, we can have a bigger impact. Wow. For example, let's start a podcast. Wow. Let me start writing newsletters just out in the ether. When I start to understand that, when I start to get those kinds of things, wow, I have a book in me. There's really something that I can't even imagine trying to express the fullness of it outside of a book. Wow, what I understand is that that is going to come with investment and sacrifice. I don't sit back and go, I wish, I can't wait until, I hope, I'll sit here, fingers crossed. No, I understand, oh, if this is something I want, this is the ingredients. Where do I need to invest my time and my money and my energy? Where do I have to sacrifice some part of comfort, something that's comfortable now? I know the equation, and then I'm obedient, and then I know this is where I go, and then I follow the steps. And you know what happens every time? Oh my gosh, not just getting what you want, not just creating what you want. It's actually better. It's better than that, y'all. It's better than that. It's what you couldn't have imagined where you were before. That's what's so beautiful about it. It's like, wow, I thought it was this much, and it's actually this much. Every time what I've experienced is more ease and joy. That's what's so weird about it. More ease and joy. I'm thinking, gosh, I got to put the sacrifice in. There's more ease and joy on the other side. I would rather work for more ease, more joy, more peace, more purpose in my life than literally anything else. I don't know about y'all, but me personally, I would rather work for that than literally anything else. And so that's how I am where I am. And that's what I want to offer to you as we are like coming towards the endish of the year. I know we're not there yet. I know, don't at me, but I'm just saying, like, I want you to consider What do I want? Where do I want to be? What exists in my career right now, in my life right now, and what do I want? And then ask yourself, what am I investing right now to get there? Ask yourself, what am I sacrificing right now to get there? Because if you can't answer those questions, that you're not getting there. Now, there are other elements. Community matters, but I've talked about that so much. Y'all already know that. Clarity matters of your intention. I've talked about that a million times. But don't forget the investment and sacrifice. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for joining me live. Those of you who are catching this on the podcast, I hope this spoke to you. If you have any questions or comments about what you heard, you can find me on all the socials at my government name, Kemi Doll, K-E-M-I-D-O-L-L. And yeah, reach out. Let me know what you thought. You know, if you have not liked, ranked, reviewed, followed the podcast, do all those things y'all know that you're supposed to do, send this to a friend. Y'all know the friend who is like still talking about that problematic mentor, still talking about how they procrastinate too much, still talking about how they don't know how to do X, Y, Z. You know that friend? Y'all send this to them and be like, you know what, girl, where's your investment? Where's your sacrifice? Let's be real. What is the plan? All right. I love y'all and I mean it. Take care. Have a great week. Bye.
Hello. I'm coming through to remind you that we are starting a listener letter segment on the Your Unapologetic Career podcast. Write in with questions that you have. You can ask me anything. I will decide what I want to answer. You can bring forth challenging situations or suggest topics you might want to hear more about. To do that, you can reach me at podcast@kdollcoach.com. That's podcast@kdollcoach.com with your questions. Please note if you'd like to be anonymous, and I will always do my best to keep you so. Excited to hear from y'all.